With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump wants his New York guilty verdict to go away after the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Trump's lawyers have sent a letter to the New York judge in his criminal case seeking permission to file a motion to set aside the guilty verdict. The letter cites this week's Supreme Court ruling and asks the judge to delay the former president's sentencing next week. The Trump legal team previously argued that some evidence, including Trump's social media posts during his time in office, should have been excluded from the New York criminal trial because of immunity protections. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, hurricane warnings are in effect for Jamaica. Beryl being called a very serious threat. Eric Blake, a senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says right now the storm is a Category 5.
We expect the storm to begin to lose some strength later today, but we still expect it to be a powerful hurricane when it affects Jamaica on Wednesday.
At least four people have died after Beryl slammed ashore in the Southeast Caribbean. Beryl, the second named storm in the Atlantic season, which runs from June 1st to November 30th. North Korea says it test-fired a new tactical ballistic missile capable of carrying a huge warhead. But South Korean officials and experts quickly disputing the North's claim and speculated that North Korea likely fabricated a successful test to conceal a botched launch. Up to a quarter of a million Palestinians leaving Khan Yunis after evacuation orders by the Israeli military. The order comes as it appears Hamas terrorists are regrouping in the Gaza Strip's second largest city. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow losing 14 points, but the NASDAQ up 63. This is SRN News. The mayor of Los Angeles considers synagogue safety.
Karen Bass says she is open to the idea of establishing buffer zones around Jewish places of worship after Palestinian protesters rallied outside Otis Torah Synagogue. Fistfights with Jewish people broke out there and arrests were made. Bass says she's looking into the possibility of buffer zones with her legal advisors, but fears that an ordinance would not pass constitutional muster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents who say it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a state law that went into effect September 2023. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and some over-the-counter drugs. This is SRN News. A Louisiana judge says the Biden administration can't delay consideration of projects aimed at exploring liquefied natural gas while a legal challenge plays out in federal court.
U.S. District Judge James Kane Jr. has granted a preliminary injunction that puts the Biden administration's delay on hold. He's sided with 16 states that sued the federal government earlier this year, saying the states will likely succeed in their case. He cited evidence submitted by the plaintiffs that showed loss of revenues and deferred investments in natural gas projects.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the U.S. Interior Department approving the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey. The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires additional federal approval. Atlantic Shores would be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.